Okay, we're here to wrap up our 2023 season preview, and we couldn't think of a better way to do it than to welcome back the boss, our gaffer, Albert Pooch. Thank you so much again for doing this with us. It's great to have you back.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to speak with you. Yeah,
Definitely.
we're ready for a start and ready for your questions.
Well, again, thank you so much again for giving us your time. Yeah, let's get right into it. So going into the season, this year, obviously we won't go too much into detail about what happened last season. But just curious about your takes on how the preseason went. We saw a lot of younger players get promoted to the first team. The concept which I'd like to talk to you a little bit about later with our third captains. A couple of young players have been selected for that. I just want to get your thoughts. How are things down in Okinawa?
Now is the second year, and it's more different the second year for the first. Okay, first I arrive. My job is change the style. I have a team who is very, very sad. Okay, because the end of the 2 years ago was not good. And change the owner, change the staff, all okay. And it is not easy. Okay, I have an idea, but the players have other. There are some players who this style is so difficult. I must be adapted. They adapt to me, and the first year is not easy. Okay, after I think the first season was good. The team believe in this. That is the most important. That is the most important. Believe in this. And yeah, it's more probably the first season irregular. I don't know in English, no? It's irregular. It's not regular. But the in global, when you look in global, the style is in, it changed, and the players are happy. No, that is important. The second is too different because the second, first, there are some players who leave of the club. You put young people, more strong, more with angry, really angry, and you signed players about this style. Okay. And the start is so faster from the other. Okay. Only in 2 days, really, you do all the last season in 2 days. Only in 2 days. And you're sort of faster. The team it's now in Okinawa was so good because we working more about tactical, about improve about other step, okay? Because the last year it's more about the conception that love the ball, only love the ball because it was crazy. The team don't want the ball. It's only space, only defending back. It's different style, okay? And only you need only 1 year for say, oh, the ball is important. Only for that you're probably thinking, oh, that is more simple, but no, it's more difficult. Change his mentality. And this year it's not. The guys is absolutely different. Love the ball. It's me in this case that you say, hey, I need more forward, please, more forward, because he loved the ball. No? Okay. But we were very, very good, tactical and physical in Okinawa. And we come back to Tokyo, and after we do some scrimmage with I remember with Hiroshima, huh? With Kanazawa, something was good, really was good. The team was compete very good and play good. And last week we did other scrimmage, team good, following in good way, and okay, and now ready for the difficult. Here's the competition. Because what is my target, my objective this year, this second year of in my mind is the project. Me or no, the project. Okay, the second year it's okay. The style is in. What is the style? The style Tokyo. The people thinking, oh, it's positional. It's many ball. No, it's Tokyo style. Okay. Yeah. Barca is one style, City is other style, Niigata is other style, and Tokyo is other style. Why change? Because the players are different. But the only in the two these styles that I love is the ball. But I have the ball more faster, more slowly. I need, okay, it's different, but the important is the ball. And okay, you say that, and now it's team, and that is the third, okay, sorry, the second year. What is this? Is regularity and competitive. Is translate the style to the competitive, the style to try to win every day. Yeah. That is, we win all the matches. Probably no. Impossible. It's the second year. Huh? Okay, I said many times. The same now. No, now the Arsenal. It's okay. It's the victim. Yes, it's the 4 year for.
Yeah, that's for true.
Liverpool. Oh, yes, we need 4 or 5 years. Okay, that is usually. But happy because we are in the good way, and that is that. This objective this season, it's regularity and compete, very compete, and I try to do this.
And you brought in a couple of interesting players as well, like like for example, I mean one of the ones that I was most shocked about was Nakagawa. You know, he's a really, really well, I mean, he caused us heartache in 2019. but some of the comments that he was saying, you know, coming into the season, you know, he's a winner at Marinos. He's done it twice there, and now he wants to do it with Tokyo. You know, players like him, are you looking for him to kind of lead the way along with, you know, Morishige and the captains that we've selected?
No. What this player is amazing. Probably this player, it's he won 2 years. I'm thinking, or two times, thinking I want other change, other yeah, because you need other change the club, need other players, and for us is amazing this because this is a player with champions mentality. And we know all the supporters of Tokyo. You mean all the staff of the club know that this club need this mentality.
Yeah.
Why? More easy because never win a league.
Yeah.
and the more it's win one, the first. When you win the first, the other, the mentality change. Mentality of supporters, mentality, the people of who work in the club, the players, all change. Teru have this mentality because he won. And it's amazing because the style is perfect. He loves the ball. It's a very technique. It's strong. It's faster. It's nice. And Kei, Fonsagan Tosu, he loves the ball. It's a very technical and very good player too. And the other Taku, it's coming for second division. Yeah, it's adapted, but good. I'm happy with this incorporation. And after the young people, is coming. And you know, this today it's the new that Kyrgyz go to selection, no, for U20.
Yeah.
In Europe it's difficult to understand this, but in Japan, okay, we try, no? For me it's not good because I try to put young people in the field, and after, if it's good, Federation or Europe go. And for me, the job is nothing. But okay, but I want this future for the players, and I have young players, stronger. I love this, and I feel that the same of Niigata players want to come here. Young players with this style love come here, and that is very important, really.
I think it's like I think honestly, you know, coming into last season, as you mentioned already, there was a lot of change going on with the new management, the new owners, and now we've got leadership that's coming into us from, you know, Teru, as you mentioned already. I'm kind of curious about the captaincy. Because we've got, you know, Morishige being the first captain, and we've got the two Fuku captains or the vice captains. But we've also established, you know, five third captains. including, you know, a couple of senior players who, you know, like Kago, for example, who's the next captain of ours, but also some very young players. I was just wondering about your thoughts on what...
Yeah, it is interesting because your mentality, it's not present, it's future. Probably because I work many times in formation and project, I do many projects, therefore that my mentality is thinking about future. Present is more easy. Mori and Diego are very strong players with very, very influence in the team, okay? After, you know, Yuto Nagatomo and Keigo, the same, okay? I need these players because Yuto Nagatomo is an amazing person. It's incredible. He's a guy who changed all, no? He's a guy who need help the young, and if play good, if not play more good. It's amazing, and he's really a captain. Okay, these four guys are very influenced. But after I think, okay, these four guys is also important. What is the future? Okay, I think these three players are 24, 25. It's in good age. Otaka and Abe is coming for the academy. Ryoma is not. But there are many years here, and probably his future will be in Tokyo.
Mm.
What is this mission now? Learn for the great players.
Yes. I see.
That yeah, is the no, is the target.
Mm. No, it makes total sense because I mean the standout names for me were, as you say, like you know Shuto and Hotaka were two academy grads, and you know I think. They really have grown into the first team in recent years, and it's good to see them get the recognition that you've given them for that.
Yeah, because my mentality, and I think the project is no last year, not this year. It's many years, and you work with the right things.
Hmm? Yeah,
because I explain you this, you say, oh, okay, no, it's okay. But all the things must be explained. Sometimes, not sometimes, no. Here in Japan, I have a very problem with this, with the communication. Very big problem. For that, sometimes I'm thinking I am the only who is playing. But when you explain in this case or another case, when you explain the project or you explain the soccer or something, the people, and more here in Japan, love this and understand. Mm. And this is the idea for the captains. Yes, usually it's a half three captains. Yes, I know. Okay. But my idea is this young captains learn from the others and begin to understand what is this.
Right. I think it's a great philosophy to kind of introduce the young players to those kind of leadership roles. As I said, you know, you've got Nagatomo who's I mean, he doesn't need the armband. He's a leader on the pitch every time he's on there. It's great to see that, and I think it is it's different. But I mean, we're definitely here to embrace these new policies going forward.
Yeah. No, and Yuto is Nagatomo. It's amazing person. It's really amazing, and for me, it's an example for the young people. Because, for example, Yuto Nagatomo and Morishige really never played this style in his life. Other style, stronger. And when 34, 35 years old, he decided to change and say yes. And after this year, both say, oh my gosh, with this style, probably on younger, I'm more improved. And for that, say yes, that is the way. That is the way. That is, and they both believe in this, and translate to the team, and translate to the players and the young players. That is the right way. And for me, it's so important this.
Yeah, I think Alex. I think you had a couple of things on the principles that you wanted to go over on it. But I think comparing like Japan's coaching philosophies to the West, sure. And the differences on that.
Well, first of all, Albert, thanks so much for coming back on with us. It really is a intriguing conversation as always. But just moving away from Tokyo specifically a little bit, because we see overseas now with Japanese players going to the major leagues, Premier League with Kaoru Mitoma at Brighton, Take Kubo at Real Sociedad, and numerous in the Bundesliga as well. The technical skill that these players have, the guys coming up from the youth development in Japan and how they actually develop technique, seems to be quite outstanding at the moment. There's players coming in every year that are really going to the very top of the game, and on the women's side as well. So obviously you've worked at many youth academies across the world, many different cultures, but what do you think about in Japan? What are they doing that's so good that seems to be...
You told me about, for them now three players, okay? Three. Really, Takefusa Kubo is many years in Barca. Yeah. The other is in the Bundesliga, it's... go. And Mitoma now do a very good job. In Japan have 140 million persons. Okay. Happy, but relax. It's not a really nothing success.
Sure.
It's not nothing successful. Catalonia, my country, have 6 million. I have many, 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 many players. Internationals on very good level. Okay. But for me, when I say Europe, there are two Europes.
Right.
Europe. In my mind, it's Premier League, Bundesliga, La Liga, France, okay, strong. And there are other who the level is down. Because Europe is bigger, the Central Asia, no? If you go, if you stay in Europe, people thinking that Japan, China, all is the same. Okay? And it's more different the soccer in Vietnam than in Japan. It's more different the soccer in Thailand, that in China, no? But it's the same. In Europe, they are very different. And go to Europe, the real Europe, is complicated, very complicated. We are the best players in the world. From Brazil, from South America, from Africa, the best players in the world. But can go Japan, what you need, the players, the Japan players, for go to this level, no? No, the other level, this level. First is mentality.
Right.
Because when you work in high level, soccer, hospital, business, what do you want? But in the high level, you need a strong, strong, strong mentality. If not, it's impossible. After tactic, technique. Tactic, understand the game. Technique, very many trainings, many work. Okay. Japan, in technique, perfect. Why? Because hours and hours and hours. And you know, Japan, hours. Tactic, sometimes the decisions, difficult for the Japan culture. Competitive, few players. That needs Japan change this.
Sure. So how do you think they change that? Why do you think it is that they end up with kind of strong technique but not so strong mentality? What's missing?
It's for example, Kyuryu. Okay. What is the most important quality of Kyuryu?
He plays, for my opinion, he plays with like a maturity. I mean, I don't think he's 18 years old or whatever he is now. He plays with somebody who's very...
Okay, what is here?
Mentality.
Technique, yes, but no, amazing. But after 1 year, he improved a lot. You look now, Kyuryu is amazing how you play. Tactical, technical, but this is so strong.
Mentality.
Yuto Nagatomo is the few players in Japan who play 7 years in a big club. And Yuto Nagatomo is Messi? No. Is amazing technique? No. Tactic? Yes, smart. But after, what is his quality? Strong, very strong. Because remember last year, when I come in Tokyo, all people in Japan, oh, why Nagatomo play Tokyo? Why Nagatomo play selection? You remember? Many, 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 many. And he follow strong. And now, oh, Yuto, oh, Yuto, very good. And now Yuto seems Dani Alves sometimes. And this is the change. And how is the way to change this? Was create really a country project. If not, it's impossible.
I see. So that would have to be at the association level, right? It would be the, yeah.
Federation, league, high school, college, and government. All with one idea. If not, young people go to Europe, but Europe, what Europe, go to Portugal, but no play, and after come back, and no, no.
See, interesting. All right, well, moving on a little bit, Albert, so kind of related. So Japan at the World Cup, you know, they got some good results. It was a last 16 round of 16 finish, but perhaps the performances, I think most people would agree they were pretty good performances, the wins that they got against Germany, against Spain, and then Croatia on penalties as well. So unlucky to not to make it to the quarterfinals. But what do you think then? What did you kind of see from the performance at the World Cup?
Good, good, but be careful.
Good, but be careful.
Good. Why? Because when we need win with Costa Rica, what happened?
I don't want to talk about that game.
It was not a good one. That, it's a good
that was the only game, that allowed me my scheduling in Qatar to go to, and that was very unfortunate.
Yeah, Tom and I were both at the game in Qatar for Costa Rica. It seems that
you know, we know that 10 times. Only 10 times or 20 times happened with Germany, with Spain, because the possession, the score, all is crazy for Alemania and for Spain. But win Japan. Soccer is this. And I'm so happy. Perfect. Okay. But be careful.
Right.
Realistic. Realistic. But it's important. Get this power. Get this power to say, hey, we can. Come on. Work with this. That for me is interesting that two wins.
Sure, I see.
Was the ball over the line in your opinion?
With the yes.
So goal or no goal? What do you think?
But Japan for the quality of the players love the ball and it's faster. Play. Come on, no back. Okay, with Germany and Spain is the. But and sometimes are happy with this or lucky, no? But no is the way. But okay, get this power and try to change the soccer in Japan. And why not? In, I don't know, 4 or 8 years, Japan is a strong team. Why not?
Sure, yeah. So what do you think happened then for the Costa Rica game, just going back slightly? Was that, I mean, Moriyasu did a very good job, but what about for the Costa Rica game? Do you think that was more of a coaching, the plan was to kind of sit back? Or
and it's more about mentality. When it's more easy sometimes, it's more difficult when you need win-win. Like when you're thinking, it's so difficult. And you motivate in the match, okay? If Germany of Spain, the first half, score 3 goals, Japan is down. But, okay, no. And the first time goal, my God, come on. Motivate. But when you need win, you are be more stronger. For that, the big clubs of the big nations are so stronger, the players and mentality. Japan is better than Costa Rica? Yes, and lose. Japan is better than Germany and Spain? Actually, no. And win.
Right.
Yeah, I'd say that's fair.
It is, yeah. And I think maybe in the Croatia game as well, we kind of saw a little bit, the feeling was there was a mentality lapse as the game against Croatia went on into extra time. You could tell that Croatia were the mentality was with Croatia, and this was very unfamiliar for Japan. And in the end, I think that's how that played out, right? Would you agree?
Yes. But I remember, no? I don't know if it's the last Mondial or the last with Belgium, no? The famous match against Belgium.
2018, right? Yeah.
Okay. In that Japan change. Yeah, it's okay. One step more. With Croatia, well, this Mondial for me, it's very equal. And no, nothing interesting about tactical. for me, is for me, my opinion is very poor about news things, about tacticals. Very strong about competitive, absolutely very strong. Very strong in individualities, but no about tactical. It's more, and now the soccer, the same of the league, the Asia league here in Japan. All time, all in Europe, the same. All the teams with the physical work, with all the modernity are very, very equal. Sure. And really, Japan against Croatia, won many matches. Argentina won the Mundial, and how many times win for the penalties? 2 times, I think so.
Argentina, yeah, I think the Netherlands was the one, and
Netherlands and the final, no?
The final one, yeah.
It's many. But okay, yes, it's not bad against Croatia, but I think Japan can be more.
Well, we hope so. All right, okay. So I suppose just kind of to wrap up, what kind of challenges do you see then in the J-League this season for FC Tokyo? Is there perhaps a team that you see that is up and coming, or how do you see things playing out in this season? Because there's no, I assume that the fixtures aren't going to bunch up. There's no World Cup, right? So,
You told me about what you're thinking about Tokyo.
What challenges do you expect for this season?
But you say before, it's I want to see this year a strong team, very competitive, and fighting for each match. After, I don't know. You know, I'm not Japanese. I am not coming here and say, guys, we win the league, we win the Asia Cup, we won. Japanese style, no. I am not Japanese style.
I think we prefer the more modest approach.
Modest, realistic.
Yeah.
In this moment, we are the first. We, for example, we are the highest budget. No. The stadium all time it's full. No. We are other teams who very good players. Yes. Okay, step by step. Need more supporters. More supporters, it's much money. Much money, it's much players. Much budget. Secrets in soccer, few. Look, last year, Newcastle. Because change, Newcastle.
Right.
For money. The other way, it's... If you have money, big money, the other way, it's time. Time. Arsenal. Time. Niigata. Time. Liverpool. Money. Okay, you can change in 2 years. City. PSG. Newcastle.
So it's more of a transition period that you're leading with Tokyo at the moment. It's, long term.
I'm still pretty optimistic about how things will end up this season. I think we've brought in a lot of, you mentioned strong mentality as a core component. I think we've got great players to do that. We've obviously got experience of heartbreak in recent years. A lot of the players who are on this team still remember that. Of course we do.
for me, I just think there's a kind of a new energy about Tokyo, because Tom and I have been following for probably getting onto a decade now, 10 years. It just seems in the past it was all a very conservative, this club is not what the capital city club should be. And it seems now, I think the general feeling amongst the fan base is that this is more of an exciting, ambitious kind of team that kind of represents the city of Tokyo, right? So, and I think we're really heading in that direction. I don't know how, if a league victory is so close on the cards or not. We hope so, and we'll work towards that as fans. But definitely, it's an exciting time to be a Tokyo fan.
Yes, sir.
Yes. You say perfectly. We are in the right way. How many times we need to put Tokyo into the city? First, Tokyo into the city. Second, Tokyo into the country. Tokyo into the Asia. Time.
I think we can pretty much wrap things up there, Tom, right?
Absolutely. No, I think it's a great time to call it. Albert, we can't thank you enough again for your time. This has been a pleasure as always. Let's look forward to the season ahead, and yeah, take it game by game. Hopefully some good results will follow. I know from following the club, would definitely love a result in Kyushu.
I hope the only message is more clear. The team is strong, and the team worked hard, really worked hard this year. And you're coming. You can come in now. The first day of the week, it's open for socios. So you are coming, and you look the first, the good, the last year, same, eh? The good relationship, that it's same last year, that is perfect. And after, you look, and when you look the training, you look the team who is improved every day.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I can't wait for it. Thank you so much, Albert. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you kindly.
And I want to see you to the stadium.
We'll be there.
Yeah, hey, you know, we're both ticket holders. So you know, you'll see us there. You know, because of our conversation last season, we got the Catalonian flags flying in the home end. You know, and those will be back for sure. And we'll continue to think of new creative ways to support you as the boss here in Tokyo.
Okay, thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Okay.
Cheers.
Bye bye. Thank you.